With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
BJ and Jamie.
There's something that's happening this weekend. Now, I always say that, hey, I want to go, I'll get tickets or whatever. I never do it, okay? So don't expect me to go. But I think it'd be interesting. The Great American Tiny House Show.
Sean actually, I think, went to it once. I watched that Tiny House Show.
Yep.
Wait, that there was a word in there. I watched the Tiny House Show. My braces got away. And, they had like it was called Reality Tiny House.
Yeah.
And I think I told you this even on the air. And this couple, they lived in a tiny house. They went crazy and they had to get out of it. They said it is so stupid and so ridiculous to try to live in this small of a space and to like raise up in the morning and hit your head.
Well, can't you get a house though that's like extra large tiny?
I don't know if they have the extra large tiny house
that,
show.
That might be. No. What I'm saying is, aren't there variations to tiny houses? Because instead of having like something the size of a van, let's say.
It's not usually a van. It's the size of would be like that you can haul. So it's like a camper size.
Okay. And you live there.
And you can
you
haul
sell
it,
everything
you can
else
haul
in your
it
life.
Around. Yeah.
You what's it called? Minimize.
Minimalize,
yeah. Right?
Minimalist.
And they've got a name for those people, right?
Minimalists.
Yeah.
Okay. So to become one of those, mm-hmm. you sell all your possessions, everything you have, except for maybe two pairs of pants and a few shirts.
It's ridiculous.
And you move into this very small place. But here's the reason I'd want to go. It's not because I want to live in a tiny house.
Yeah.
But you got to figure that this tiny house thing's been around for a few years now. And for them to be doing a convention center type of showcase thing, that you would figure that you would see some stuff down there that's pretty amazing.
Oh, like as far as like folding furniture, like
yeah.
What's that? Origami furniture. Sorry.
Yeah.
Origami furniture. Is that what you're?
I guess.
One of the grossest things I saw, and I have a real problem with the smell of dogs. It makes me dry heave.
Yeah.
It's just I can't help it. It's been my whole life. They had their kitchen table. Right on top of their dog kennel. So they built it like it was you couldn't tell. And then down there, there's a little gate and it's their dog kennel.
So the dog's always under the table.
Ugh. You know the smell of that when it's wet?
Yeah, that would be.
Eating food.
I don't think it would be a good idea, though, if you're going to make the tiny house commitment to have a dog, period.
Yeah.
Okay, it's enough with just you and your spouse.
That's true.
You know, getting a dog, you're just complicating the problem to begin with.
Right. I know this sounds crazy. I don't have anxiety, I don't think. But I get anxiety watching these tiny house people.
Yeah?
Because I get like a little claustrophobic or something. Like, ooh, why would you want to live like that? You're making me crazy.
I get what you're saying. And I wouldn't want to do it, I don't think. I don't think I have the patience for something like that. I can't be that close to a person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And live in that space.
But their idea is that you go outside in a lawn chair, you go along the river. You know, it's like, whatever. But go camping. Just go camping if you want that lifestyle.
Yeah. Go for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Go camping. Camping has it all.
But
that way you don't get sick of it.
But I think I would find the showcase of these tiny homes somewhat fascinating to look at. Yeah. Not that I want to live there, but just to look at.
Now, did you ever make it there, Sean?
Yes, my wife and I went last year to the Tiny Home Festival, and it was awesome. You get to see the different variations and styles of the tiny homes. You can go in and take tours and really get a sense of the space. I would love to live in a tiny home myself. I think it would be great to just break away from having
I'd
all the stuff.
I'd rather live on a yacht.
Well, that's kind of like a tiny home, isn't it? Like a houseboat?
I'd rather live in a yacht than a...
I think a yacht's a lot more luxurious.
A lot bigger.
Than a tiny home.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
But we all have aspirations.
Yeah. So did you guys actually contemplate possibly buying a tiny home and getting out of your place you're in now?
To be honest, our eventual goal is to have a piece of property with a few tiny homes on it. For ourselves, our kids, like getaways, like a place where we could go live.
Just go to a trailer park.
Something like that.
Just go to a trailer park.
Like my own little trailer park.
Yeah, like why don't you just go to a trailer park and buy a couple trailers?
Well, because I don't want to live around all that other riffraff. I just want my kids.
Riffraff?
Hey, I grew up in a trailer park.
Oh, you're uppity, are you? How uppity are you?
Trailer park.
I have friends that once saw a trailer.
Look, I lived in one as a kid.
I got news for you.
Riffy Raffy.
I think if you bought a piece of land, and let's say you put three tiny houses there.
Yeah.
Dude. Your kids are not going to move into a tiny house next door to you.
I know.
What are you smoking?
My daughter's not into it at all, but my son is into it. He's into the idea.
Well, because he's a freeloader.
Compound.
He's not going to live out in the middle of nowhere in a tiny house near a creek next to you. It ain't going to happen. At some point, he's going to realize this is not cool.
It sounds like a compound. Like you want to create like a Jesus compound.
Yeah,
or something.
That's exactly what we'd like a swallow compound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody said, be careful because a bunch of tiny homes blew away in high winds.
Oh, great.
Oh, my God.
They don't look stable.
They don't look stable.
In a hailstorm.
Yeah, no, all of it. But have you seen them? They basically take a semi-truck bed and then they build a house on top of it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. It's so small.
I've watched the shows and they make it look like it's the ideal life. Is what they try to do, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure there are a lot of people out there that really do enjoy it, have it.
I saw the reality show. It's like After the reality show, it's called. And those people said that they almost got a divorce. Because, like, you're in my way. Oh, my God, you're in my... And it's like you said, it's like you're on top of each other. And then imagine if you have to go poo.
Yeah, but you see these stories.
Yeah, they're right there.
But families that jump in a van and live in that van for 2 years.
Are they really happy?
I don't know.
Of course not. But they made that big decision. And now it's like, you know, when I bought that bread maker, I have to say I love it.
Even though you don't use it.
I hate it.
Maybe that is.
It's like that.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're onto something there.
That's quite the comparison.
Well, it's this weekend. Tiny houses.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.